They marched down the aisle to pomp and circumstance, beaming with pride. They weren't at a school, but in the central jury room at the courthouse downtown, the 32 people, ranging in age from 21 to 73, are graduating from Bexar County Felony Drug Court. Drug Court Judge Ernie Glenn led the ceremony.
We have a lot of distinguished folks here graduating today, 32 in total. And believe me, they have really worked hard to get to this point.
Glenn loves being a drug court judge. He says it's extremely fulfilling to work so closely with people who, in many cases, have unsuccessfully fought addiction for most of their lives. The students in this class alone have a combined total of 218 arrests in Bexar County. But Glenn says this is a good alternative for nonviolent addicts.
It's part of probation, and rather than have them maybe locked up or going to a long-term treatment facility and then just coming out back into the community, we take these folks and put them through a lot of programming with case managers, probation officers, treatment providers, and just all kinds of things to keep them responsible and to help them get their lives back together.
Marisol Cruz says it's done just that for her.
Marisol Cruz from the 290th District Court.
I feel amazing, great, blessed, humble, very, very happy.
Cruz has been in and out of jail more times than she can count for convictions related to her heroin addiction. When facing prison again, she was accepted into and agreed to go through drug court.
The way I saw it was, I've already tried prison, doing time. I did programs in there, and they didn't work. Or maybe I wasn't ready. I'm not too sure, but I realized that I needed something different. I needed something that could hold me accountable, something that could push me and encourage me, love me, hold me, and, you know, embrace me and just give me new tools, you know, and the strength to keep going.
The drug court program gives participants substance abuse and family counseling. They're offered mental health services and help with getting a job, a home, education, and transportation. They then become members of the Drug Court Alumni Association, so they have ongoing support. Cruz will be 18 months clean on the 22nd, and she says she has a couple of good reasons to stay that way.
I'm a mom once again to a beautiful little girl. I'm also pregnant, and I am due January 8th. I don't think if I didn't have this program, I probably wouldn't have made it.
Cruz plans to go back to school and become a licensed chemical dependency counselor. According to Bexar County, the percentage of drug court graduates who ended up back in the legal system over the last 3 years was just over 12%. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.